USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States continues to average more than 200,000 new coronavirus cases per day, adding more than 222,000 on Thursday. Another 3,900 people died of the virus, pushing the total death toll near 380,000. The continued rise in infections coming as vaccination rates appear to be picking up. The CDC says that more than 11 million Americans have now received their first dose of the vaccine, with more than 30 million doses having been distributed. A strong earthquake shook Indonesia early Friday, setting off landslides and collapsing homes. At least three people have been killed and more than 200 injured on the island of Sulawesi in central Indonesia. The magnitude 6.2 quake struck after midnight local time, displacing thousands. Authorities say at least 10,000 people are currently in temporary shelters. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic relief proposal Thursday with more than $400 billion in funds to battle the pandemic. The plan also includes a $1,400 direct payment for most Americans and another $440 billion to help small businesses. Biden says he plans on quickly getting financial assistance to struggling Main Street businesses.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest hit small businesses survive the pandemic, and the low-cost capital that will help entrepreneurs of all backgrounds create and maintain jobs, plus provide the essential goods and services that communities depend upon. Last week, I laid out how we'll make sure that our emergency small business relief is distributed swiftly and equitably, unlike the first time around. We're going to focus on small businesses on Main Street. We'll focus on minority-owned small businesses, women-owned small businesses, and finally having equal access to the resources they need to reopen and to rebuild.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A third COVID vaccine could be on the horizon as states work to get more shots in more arms. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Johnson & Johnson is reporting some positive results on their potential coronavirus vaccine. Early data from the company showing their vaccine produced a high rate of immune response in trials and a low rate of negative reactions from the first shot. The CDC says over 10 million Americans have received the first dose of the approved coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is a professor of medicine at Emory University School of Medicine. He tells CNN we have to get more shots in people's arms.
We don't vaccinate the number of people that President-elect Biden suggests. We are not going to get that. And I would say that even a million a day, which is what he's proposing, is low. We need to shoot for higher goals. We need to shoot for 2.5 to 3 million people a day. And I know it's going to be hard, but with resources and with ingenuity, we'll be able to do it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And first-time jobless claims soared last week to the highest levels since August. New data released by the Department of Labor Thursday showed 965,000 new jobless claims last week, well above estimates expecting around 800,000. It was also a dramatic increase from last week's number of 784,000. Continuing claims were up slightly to 5.27 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.